Hello everyone, this is Dr. Raul Henson from the Medicine of Success podcast. Today we have a special guest, and he's my health guru in terms of eating, healthy eating. And actually his name is Harvey DeBaron. No? Harvey is in sports nutrition, and his diploma came from sports nutrition from Oxford College in England with high distinction. And then when he went back, you know, his practice evolved and became a source of nutrition information for a lot of people, not just for athletes, no, but for anyone who wanted to improve their quality of life. No? He also holds a certificate in fitness, certificate 3 in fitness from the Australian Fitness Network. So at present, Harvey specializes in working with individual clients, actually including me. You know, I just started focusing on improving the conditions in like diabetes, hypertension, adrenal issues, psoriasis, high cholesterol, etc. So without further ado, let's welcome Harvey DeBaron. Hi, Harvey. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Dr. Raul. How are you doing?
I am good. Actually, to tell you the truth, this is my first day of the Baron method, and so far so good. And good. Yeah, and we're talking. Harvey and I are talking, and after probably a couple of months, we'll do another interview and maybe update you guys on what I've been experiencing for the past couple of months.
Wonderful. Yes.
Yeah. So, Harvey, kindly introduce yourself, where you came from, like your educational background and stuff.
Yes. Okay. My name is Harvey DeBaron. I am a sports nutritionist. I have an Oxford diploma in nutrition. Actually, I started my practice in 2009. Back then, it wasn't called the Baron method. We just called it the Baron method in the last maybe 7-8 years. And it's so far it's been going really well. The practice has basically evolved from sports, and it's become what you introduced, Dr. Raul. It's actually been really good because we've been working and successfully working with people who have all sorts of different illnesses, from lifestyle diseases to autoimmune diseases, even chronic illness like cancer. So it's been quite a good practice. It's helped quite a lot of people. So yeah. Definitely.
Nice. What's happening here is you're like a nutritionist, no? You graduated from Oxford, and then you're a certified nutritionist. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I am.
Okay.
Right now the team. I don't work just on an individual level now. We actually have a team of nutritionists as well, in the center, in the clinic, and. We've noticed that team approach is much, much more effective. Something that we work with when we work with people.
So remember when you were like probably growing up in your high school, your college, you went to college here, right?
No, I actually studied my university in New Zealand. I grew up in New Zealand. My parents moved there back in 1983.
How old were you then?
I'm dating myself by telling you I was 11 years old back then. So
okay. Oh, I didn't know that. So you were in New Zealand for like since 1983.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And then you went to high school there, college, and is your college related to nutrition?
No, I actually had a business degree from the University of Auckland. I had that was what I basically decided to take up during that time. Although I was much more interested in the field of medicine and field of nutrition at that time. So, but you know, sometimes things go differently, and business became the choice.
Yeah, so now you're in business here in the Philippines, and you studied nutrition in Oxford. Now, why go back to the Philippines? You know, you're from New Zealand. You studied in Oxford. The tendency is you go back to where you studied and where you grew up, right? But why go back to the Philippines and start a business or something?
Dr. Ul, I don't know if you want to hear about the true story about it, because it was actually about a broken heart. That's why I ended up in the Philippines. My father was living here. He saw me. He took the opportunity. He said, "Why don't you come back, live here in the Philippines? You know, what have you got? I mean, your mom's in New Zealand, but, you know, it's pretty exciting to come back home to Philippines." And he wasn't wrong. I mean, you know, New Zealand is a beautiful, beautiful country. It has 4 million people. In the Philippines, we have 110 million people. So I said, let's try it out. Nothing to lose. And that was in 1995. So almost, 25 years ago now?
Okay, so when you went here back in 1995, you were already graduated from Oxford, or you were just searching?
No, but at that time, I was actually busy with my with the business I started. I headed down the path of you know, when you put up your own business, sometimes you let go of yourself first. I actually went into business looking at starting up a financial services company. So back then, in 1994, 1995, 1996, I was very, very busy. At that time, I was in my, if I am not mistaken, I was in my early 20s, you know, feeling very invincible, feeling very strong. I decided that, let's just go for it, you know, try to make as much money as possible.
And then what decided you to go into nutrition, of all things?
It was very funny for me, because in 1999, I started to poop nonstop. Sorry, guys. Sorry for the listeners there, but this may be a little bit more detailed. But I started to poop, and the poop, I had diarrhea, started with 3 times a day diarrhea. Within 6 months, the 3 times diarrhea every day had gone to 30 times a day, and it was blood. And I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, Dr. Ul. I'm sure you are. It's actually a autoimmune disease that basically causes your gut to poop blood because of massive lacerations. In fact, my doctor at that time said to me, "It looks like a ninja went inside your body and slashed the living crap out of it." So that was the dilemma. And he basically told me at that time that if we got to treat this, we're going to give you prednisone, we got to give you steroids, and we got to give you Pentaza as a maintenance medicine. So that was it. The symptoms were alleviated for about 3-4 months, and then it would reoccur. The cycle would be the same every 3 to 4 months. I would be on medication. It would help me away for about 8 months, 9 months, even up to as long as a year. And then by the time I hit my 4th reoccurrence, my doctor, this was in New Zealand, by the way, my doctor said to me, "Oh, by the way, if you keep having these reoccurrence, we're going to have to put a colostomy bag. We're going to have to take out your colon out. And that scared the living crap out of me. It literally scared me to death. I didn't want to have a poop bag everywhere I went. I was 27 years old, though.
Wow.
So I was very, very scared. And so I needed to make some drastic changes. And that's where my path to nutrition actually really started.
And so you went to nutrition. Did you research on it? And then finally you wanted to be your income generating for yourself, right? I mean,
no, actually it was really far from. It was a 10-year journey from that point until I started my practice, because in 2002, when the doctor said that you are basically in remission, or no, 2001, when you were basically in remission, he basically told me that whatever you're doing it well, keep at it. So I kept at it. Then I went back to school, because at that time it was something that I really, really fell in love with. I absolutely decided that this is something that I was passionate about and something I really wanted to do. So I actually went back to school. And lo and behold, by the time I finished and came back, in terms of the education, the path to it was almost by accident. I was just working out in the gym, and then someone overheard me and then said that, hey, maybe you can help me help my client lose weight, or help my client, because I'm already feeding her so much. Feeding her so little. She's working out so much, and I don't know why she's not losing any weight. So that's where it all started, actually, Doc.
So by this time, your ulcerative colitis was controlled because of nutrition.
Yes, I absolutely dropped the maintenance medicines cold turkey. I took away the steroids. That was in 2000. I said, I'm not going to do the steroids anymore. I'd rather go diarrhea than have my colon completely taken out. So I took the risk. I decided to eat properly, quote unquote, at that time with what I knew. Extremely drastic, and it worked well for me. And then slowly I reintroduced foods that I actually liked, and then eventually I got well. And then in hindsight, after my education, everything, I actually took the right path by accident. Knowing what I know now, I was lucky enough to go the path that I did to help fix my own ulcerative colitis.
Okay, so now you're a nutritionist. You went back to the Philippines. Somebody asked you to help them. And then from there, we'll just digress a little bit, okay?
Sure.
Before we go to your method, what do you mean by eating healthy?
Okay. Being healthy has a wide scope. I mean, when people say, oh, I eat healthy, normally, it's so subjective. Am I correct? I mean, people
yes.
think they're eating healthy, but in reality, it's different perspective for different people. For me, when you say somebody is eating healthy, you're actually not sick. You don't have any general issues. You might not be exercising, but when you eat healthy, you're actually putting the right kinds of food in your body, foods that don't cause inflammation, where acid reflux don't happen, those things. I think truly healthy is you're not sickly, you're always have good energy, you sleep really well, you poop well. Those are some of the things that I consider when somebody tells me they're eating healthy. They don't have any of those little nick and knack that may be affecting their health in general.
So basically, they're clean living, no diabetes, no hypertension, no other immune problem because of eating healthy. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, and they're not sickly. They don't have a cold every month or every 2 months. You know, so and they don't have acid reflux. They don't get tired so easily. You know, I think eating healthy is finding that balance where you're getting the best out of your life, and you actually get to choose what you want to do. I think you told me the other day, and this was a really good thing you told me. I think you mentioned it from Tony Robbins. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Remember
yes, exactly.
What you said to me? You said, when somebody is very, very sick, there's only one thing in their minds that they want to solve. But when they're healthy, they have so many things they want to do, and they can do.
Exactly.
So I thought that was really powerful, and that really stuck to me. And you said it yourself. You're absolutely right.
Okay. So now, if you're eating healthy, okay, what does it do to the immune system? Because remember, our immune system is our defense mechanism for anything, no?
Yes.
Maybe sickness or even your own immune system can really kill you, no? So what does it do to your immune system when you eat healthy?
Really good. That's a really good question. If you track, we have something written down on the boards in Barron Method Center. In fact, we always say that acidity leads to inflammation. Inflammation leads to a lowering of immune system. A lowered immune system makes you more susceptible to all sorts of different illnesses, whether it's chronic illness, whether it's a lifestyle disease, or even an autoimmune disease. So when your immune system, when you're not eating well, it causes a lot of issues in your body, and these issues will definitely lower your immune system. And when it lowers your immune system, you get all these illnesses. And that's the problem. I mean, as you see, and for me to discuss it, I think it's most appropriate. As you've seen with the COVID-19 cases, most of the people affected are of age and have some type of comorbidity, whether it's obesity or diabetes or hypertension. So when the immune system has a strong role to play, we all need to keep that immune system up.
I agree. You know, like I keep on telling our colleagues, our doctors who are in the front lines, you know, you have to, I had an interview actually last week in my podcast of a frontliner who is doing his rounds in a COVID ward in St. Luke's. And he said, you have to sleep well, eat healthy, all of this stuff, you know, what you're saying. Because if not, you know, they will get infected easily. Is that right?
Yeah, I think if you were to think about it, maybe some of the frontliners are already infected. We don't know that. We don't know for sure. But I think what's hardest is that when you're symptomatic, when you feel the hard symptoms, you find it hard to breathe. I think that's what's hardest. If your immune system is strong, you are probably going to be asymptomatic, and it's a lot easier to live with being asymptomatic than it is when you're having a hard time breathing with symptoms coming in left and right. So absolutely.
I agree with you. If just in case you have COVID, might as well be in the asymptomatic type than the asymptomatic type than the symptomatic type, because you're basically don't have difficulty of breathing and everything, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So now, You mentioned about eating healthy. What it does to the immune system? What it did to you? What it did to all of your clients? You know, some of your clients have psoriasis. I did some research on your method. They cure autoimmune diseases. They not really cure, but tone it down or even negate it. To the point of it's not there, but because of the food they eat, right? So yes. Now, to tell you the truth to the listeners, no, I've started doing the Barn method just today, and it's interesting. You know, it's a very interesting method, and I hats off to Dr. to Harvey, because I think this method is, for me, in personal opinion, is maybe the best one I've ever seen. No, I've done intermittent fasting. I've done so much stuff, and you know, it works. But sometimes there's flaws. So now let's discuss, Harvey. You know, what the Barron method really is. No, what is it?
So I came up with it because, well, number one, it's my name, and I really wanted to make sure that. When we put that thing together, we had something vested in it. We were all in, and that's why we put our name into the method. For me, the number one thing it has to be sustainable. It cannot not be sustainable. What do I mean by that? It means that somebody who does it, number one, doesn't feel hungry, because most diets, most eating plans get you to a situation that they want you to lose weight. Most people want to get into diets primarily to lose weight. It's very difficult to lose weight with an eating plan if it's not done for you, and the eating plan not done for you is making you eat so little, because nobody likes to be hungry. Everybody likes to be starving. So that in particular was really important. Number two, we wanted to make sure that the ingredients were accessible. It was realistic for you to find. Number three, it was important for healthy and delicious to occur. It had to be coexist together with what is being served in front of you. So for me, I think sustainability can only work when all of those three things can happen, which in turn forces your body now into a situation where, hey, I'm starting to feel really good. I want to get into exercise. I want to shape my body. I'm getting, because my nutrition is complete, I'm finding sleeping a lot easier. The body is able now to repair with enough resources. It's now able to repair itself. It doesn't, you know this, doctor, the body has such a strong repair mechanism. That when you eat well, that when you put the right thing inside your body, when you get enough rest, you get well. You get, you know, your fever goes down, you get back right away, and you are able to recover and be a better person. So I think for us, Barron Method is all about it needs to be sustainable. And the body has to like it. It has to work with it. So I think that those are some of the key strategies that we put in when we're putting in eating plans for people.
I agree with you. No, it has to be sustainable and accessible. The ingredients should be accessible and it should taste good. I mean, like, if it doesn't taste good, what for? No, we have so much diets in the past, you know, types of fasting and everything, and I've did all of that, and somehow you get frustrated. No, but this one, for the first day, this is my first day, and I haven't felt any hunger, so I think that says a lot. No, but you think this will replace exercise or just by eating healthy, you're fine? No, you think it should be hand in hand, exercise and eating healthy?
I think hand in hand. But if you were to ask me what comes first, the chicken or the egg, whether it's exercise or food, I think food has to come in first. Because if you don't have enough energy, you're not eating enough, you're not eating well, how do you have the energy and the capacity to actually exercise? I exercise maybe my wife will probably tell you to a fault, excessively, but only because I have so much energy, I enjoy doing it. I enjoy shaping my body. But normally, even for exercise, we don't even recommend, when you're starting out, we don't recommend you to go do a full marathon. What we want you to do is just start walking, allocate a certain time of the day just to get your body going. Get that timing, get that feel of actually just moving. For the meantime, that would be the most, you know, the best thing to do. Because you still cannot replace the value of exercise, I think. I mean, it still gives you a lot of benefits, endorphins, and all of those things. Of course, more muscles, aesthetically much more pleasing. You tend to look at yourself in the mirror more when you exercise. And that's not a bad thing. But I think the food has to play a big role, so that it's the quality of fuel that goes inside your body that makes you feel stronger, and is, of course, able to shape muscle, give you endurance, and all of those things.
I agree with you. No, but can you, you know, just give them a little teaser of what the Barron Method is all about? I could just tell them a little bit right now. It's more of like organic food for me, you know. Organic meaning no pesticides, no vitamins, no anything artificial that they place in the food. No, that's what I got from our first consultation. No, but what is the gist of the Barron Method? Like, what's not really, of course, you know, if they want to do it, they have to go through your system. No, but what's the typical gist of what the Barron Method is all about?
Sure. So, for instance, we like taking out foods that have caused inflammations. So we have a list of our 6 inflammatory foods. And if I was to tell you that is corn, dairy, soy, yeast, gluten. Hello?
Yes. Yeah.
Those are some of our, those are the 6 most common inflammatories. And so the way we think about it is that these foods will actually cause inflammations in the body. And that's why, and if you look at the sources of these foods, actually comes from genetic modification, pesticides, hormones and antibiotics and those things. Oh, I think I didn't mention eggs as well. So that's a very big deal. And that's what it is for inflammations. So we try to avoid that and find replacements for it. So we do a lot of nutritional coaching and food education. That's really the thrust of what Barron Method is. And with the plan, we organize a timing, so the eating from the moment a person wakes up till the time that they sleep. We organize the timing of the eating depending on their goals. A lot of people don't realize that when you eat your carbohydrates late at night or later in the day, your body doesn't like that. You're probably not as you're actually more insulin resistant during that time of the night. So if you're going to eat your carbohydrates, you're better off eating nice complex carbohydrates at the early part of the day. Mm-hmm. So those some of the things that we work with, some of the rules we work with. So one of the key strategies that we also do is we like people to eat a lot of food. Why? Because a lot of food speeds up your metabolism. Not enough food actually lowers your metabolism. So yes, you might lose weight at the early part of the eating when you eat less, but you're actually long-term slowing down your metabolism. So we focus on really good quality of food. We also get into juicing. There's a lot of things going on, actually, different types of modalities that we actually put together with Byron Method. It's not, if somebody always asks me, what is your number one thing? There isn't one. It's all a holistic eating style. People don't even realize that the plan that we've done is so scientific, but we've simplified it in such a way that they don't even realize that every step of the way that we put forth is actually helping your body achieve what it needs to achieve, whether it's being healthy or whether it's trying to lose weight, whether it's trying to beat diabetes or trying to restore your immune function, your immune system function, and trying to beat psoriasis, or even go through chemotherapy. You know, the harshness of the chemotherapy in the body, it actually helps prevent side effects from coming in. So those things.
Nice. I remember yesterday, you know, I already removed all of the condiments in my pantry, you know, and finally we decided to go to SNR and buy some of these ingredients that you suggested.
Yes.
And we were going through all the aisles of SNR, and it's really, you know, you get very meticulous on what's inside the can or what's inside the pack, and all the things that you have said, like all these ingredients that are very bad, you know. So I have to check that, and of course, take a note of those USDA organic seals that are if you see that, that's gonna be fine. So we were going through that in SNR, and you could see the other people just buying stuff that are like really bad for them.
Yeah.
You know, you really feel sorry for them, you know?
Yes.
It's really,
you can't actually tell them, hey, don't buy that, right? So yeah, I know exactly how you feel. Actually, Doctor, it was good because I think the exercise we took yesterday, although or was it 2-3 days ago? I don't know if you remember. If you looked at the time, it was almost 2.5 hours when we rolled out the plan, the Byron Method plan program with you. I don't know if you saw the time.
I saw the time.
Yeah, we actually take a lot of time in terms of the food education. We feel that when you know what's going inside your body or what's actually being put in food, and you know what they actually are, then you actually become so much more defensive with your eating. You're reluctant to actually put all these bad things in. So
exactly.
And you know what, they put it everywhere, and we've showed that to you in the food education. And I bet it took you probably 2-3 hours in the grocery, and normally it would take you 15 minutes, 20 minutes maybe.
I agree. So we were like, you know, just going through the aisle, checking all these things, checking all the products in the dairy, make sure that it's almond, you know, non-dairy, all these things. And I was enjoying my trip to the grocery because I was, you know, just being very meticulous with all the things that I'm buying and mm-hmm. making sure that there's no, you know, bad stuff that, you know, that you told me during the Zoom call. And it was really, really an eye-opener for me.
I think what a lot of people love about it is that they are actually, that's the first step to being in absolute control. I mean, in control of what goes inside their body, in control of their health. Like, remember that discussion point we had with soy sauce? I mean, you couldn't believe the amount of ingredients they would put in a soy sauce. If you don't know, if you don't read the labels, then you would think, oh, this is just soy sauce. How harmful can it be? Without realizing that soy sauce is actually a contributor and causes exponential inflammations and exponential in terms of making your immune system go bad or lower your immune system.
I agree. In fact, I love soy sauce, so I just bought your recommendation and and I'm using it now. So thank you, because according to you, of course, you cannot just, you know, some diets are just, they have no taste. The food is bland, but according to you, it should taste good, right?
Yeah. That's why you know, you cannot take out certain things, like, you know, your tongue is designed. And if you look at the way your body is designed, it is not wrong for you to enjoy something sweet, nor is it wrong for you to enjoy something sour, salty, and if you're into bitter, it's not wrong. I mean, if it was, or your body wouldn't recognize it, right? So it's about knowing what kind of sweet stuff that you should be putting in and how much of it. And how much salt you should be putting in, and how salty the things should be, and what kind of salty things that should be going inside your body. Because if it was not designed, then your body shouldn't be able to taste it, or shouldn't be able to understand what that taste is. So I believe that food should actually be tasty as well as healthy. So yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's why I was asking you, when we made those swaps in your food, did it taste any worse, or was it actually good tasting?
Yeah, it tastes good. And I love the juices, you know, the concoctions and everything. So I think I'm gonna stick with this. You know, some people say it's just sandali lang yan, tas babalik ka na rin sa dati, or
yeah,
you will just go back to your, you know, your previous diet. But if you really love yourself, you want to take care of yourself, you want to live longer, you want to live longer for your children, your grandchildren, I think you should take care of your health and do exercise. I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And yeah. Time's fast, no? It's been 30 minutes away. Okay. I want to ask, no? So now we know the Barron method. Now we know how to eat healthy. Now we want to exercise. Now we know a little bit about your technique and your method. And we just want to know, who are some of your clients? Because, of course, we need to know, who has undergone the Barron method?
Okay. What I will tell you are the people we have on our website, barronmethod.com. You will see some of our video testimonials of some of the clients we've had a chance to work with. We've had a chance to work with quite a few. I think instead of naming them, I'd like to be able to ask you to maybe look at the website and have a look. We also have a YouTube channel. You can go over it if you want to. I will tell you, we've worked with people such as athletes, triathletes, weekend warriors, even from that end to Gilas basketball players, all the way to the end. Even people and if you look, more so are people who have diabetes, cancer, psoriasis, all the ones that you mentioned before, even acid reflux. Doctor, I don't know if I mentioned this, but you know that 80% of the people that come through our doors have acid reflux. It is one of the basic things that people have taken for granted, and that people are actually, this is happening so often, so regular now, and that it's quite scary, actually, because I have always believed that acidity is almost the gateway to disease. So if we don't fix your acidity or your acid reflux, then it's probably breeding disease early on. And so we have all those different kinds of cases that we get to work with. We also work with moms that want to just help their kids get healthy or just get stronger. Or me, like I'm an old father. I'm a father of, I'm 47 years old. I'm a father of a 4-year-old daughter. That's my youngest child. So I have people like that who just want to maximize their life. They can live long lives, but they want to be functional in that entire life, in that long life that they're living. So yeah, quite a wide range. The age starts from my client base starts from age 4 to age 94. So yeah, I think it's people who just want to grab control of their health.
Okay, my last question to you regarding this method is, What if I travel? What if can I have a cheat day? Or can I, you know, sometimes people just wanna enjoy some of the bad stuff. But can you tell us, like, when you travel, or you, can you have a cheat day? Like, can you eat a pizza once in a while, or a cheese, or, you know, something like that? What can you say about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the goal of the Barron method is, again, sustainability. If you cannot go to Korea and have a bowl of or bowl of great noodles, or go to Japan and have a great ramen, then you're not enjoying life. Or let's say you go to Europe and have some bread, you're not enjoying life, right? So for me, as long as we create a gap where symptom threshold, that's an imaginary line that we've actually called, it's called symptom threshold, where anything and everything you do would cause a symptom, would cause a breakout or something like that. What we want to do is we want to create a gap, a long enough gap from eating healthy, that so when you go overseas, let's say you go to Paris and you like to eat bread every day, and it's gluten, and you're actually gluten intolerant to a certain extent. You eat a little bit, it's not going to affect you. It's not going to make you break out, because you've created such a gap that from symptom threshold that you can actually enjoy those little things. But then you come back to Manila, you get back to your routine, you eat well. Or how about a birthday party with your friends, or a birthday party with a loved one, like Mother's Day, you know? Yesterday, I had so many clients tell me, Harvey, I'm going to cheat today. I told them, hey, I'm going to cheat as well. I'm going to eat this, I'm going to eat that, I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to enjoy my Mother's Day. I won't even worry about it. Yeah, it made me feel bloated, like most foods that will cause inflammation. So it'll make you feel a little bloated. But then after that, as starting today, I'm back to my routine. So, you know, I don't think that, I think an eating plan that's too rigid and doesn't help you enjoy and maximize the time with your family, I don't think that's a good eating plan. I think an eating plan should be flexible for you to travel, flexible for you to do the things that you want to do with your family. So, you know, I think that's the absolute key. That's a key as well.
So, yeah. Nice one, Harvey, because I'm thinking of a cheat day now. I'm already thinking of a day where I can cheat day. But, of course, go back. You know, maybe 99%, 98% will be the Barron method. But maybe 1 or 2% of a little bit of cheating just to enjoy life, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Did you have a cheat day on Mother's Day yesterday?
Actually, last day was my... Yesterday was my last day of my regular eating habits.
Okay.
So
okay.
It was still not cheat day. It was still regular. Yeah, yeah. Day. So today is my Barron method first day, and I'm gonna continue for sure. And I'm enjoying it. The most important thing, you should enjoy it.
Yeah. Agree. Great.
Harvey. We're actually in the last part of the interview. And as you know, this podcast is about the medicine of success. Mm-hmm. And how do you you're successful in a sense that you told me we're old. Actually, we're not old. We're midlife. old is like, my father is like 84. That's old, but he's okay. Still alive. He's a nice guy. But my he's successful in his life. But to you, in our life, as you could say, old or midlife. How do you define success with all what's happening to you now? How do you define success?
In terms of personal monetary success, I actually, the way I look at it now, especially with the situation our the world is going with, I think I look at my children every day. I look at how happy I am that I am able to play with them. I am strong. I am healthy. I get a chance to run around with them as well, even at home. Play video games with them and just chat with them. I believe in that level, I'm successful. I'm in control of my health. In terms of the business side, how we measure success is how many lives we've changed. That sounds so corny, maybe, and cliche, but in reality, when we see someone come to us and say that, "Hey, I'm off my maintenance medicines. I'm good. I'm doing good," or "I'm." My psoriasis is completely gone, or hey, my kidneys are the creatinine levels are improving, or my fatty liver is now good. how do we say, oh, that's not success? I think that's a measure of success, because they basically tell us we've given them their lives back. So to a certain extent, we're happy that way. We love that we are able to help contribute to the medical field as well. Like working with doctors is such a wonderful thing, because I think what most people don't realize is that we love working with doctors and we love working with them, because they are able to help diagnose immediately what the problems are, and they give medication immediately to help solve something that may go out of control. And that's what we do. We work after that. After that, controlling that initial phase of going out of control, what's next? How do we take a step back and find a long-term solution? So, I think in that way, success is being able to work together with the health professionals, the doctors, the nurses, and other health practitioners, but also to be able to see these lives actually get a second chance. I think that's, to us, that's the most powerful thing that we see at the Barron Method Center.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It was nice to have you, Harvey. You know, we've talked so much things about eating healthy, the immune system, exercise, the Barron Method. And I think in a gist, I think we talked about everything. And what if some listeners out there want to contact you? How will they contact you or go to your office? I'm sure it's COVID now, but how will they contact you?
Yeah, actually they can a lot of people go on our website. Our website is actually barronmethod.com, BARONMETHOD, barronmethod.com. You can also research us on Facebook. We are Googleable, and we have an IG account as well, an Instagram account. So they can reach us through any of our social media channels or even our website, no problem. And if they want to know a lot more about it, it's all in the website. We also have a YouTube channel where they can watch a lot of the video testimonials and get motivated and hopefully inspired to take the next step.
Okay. Harvey de Baron of the Barron Method, eating healthy to support your immune system by the Barron Method. It's nice having you here in our podcast on the Medicine of Success. And one day or maybe 2 months from now, we will do another interview and update you on my situation, because this is my first day. And with that, I want you to, say some other parting words with our listeners and whatever you want to inspire them.
Yeah. Hey, Doctor, thank you very much for having me today. It's always a privilege to have a chance to share the message of being healthy with every single person that we can. And thank you for letting us have that opportunity today. Parting words. I always have this thing that I put on my text messages or everything. Life is too short not to be healthy and happy. So we should make the most of it and give it our very best. So that's pretty much it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Harvey. We'll see each other in our next Zoom conference regarding my Barron Method.
Yes.
And with that, I want to thank again, Dr. Tulay. I keep on thinking you're Dr. To Harvey, the Baron of the Barron Method. And to our listeners, watch out for our next episodes. Keep safe, stay safe, and eat healthy. Thank you.
Thank you.